Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Alaikum assalam. Okay, we were talking about the pillars of faith. Okay, we finished the first pillar, which is believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we understood why Allah doesn't show himself to us and how this would be in conflict with the whole purpose of creation, which is testing us. There would be no test, right? You can't be tested when you see Allah. And to believe, you get the benefit of doubt. To know, you don't get any benefit. But to believe is to get the benefit of doubt. Okay, so basically, if you know that Allah is there, you know that you can see Allah, okay? If you know He's there, then you don't get the benefit of doubt. But if you believe He's there, then you get the benefit of doubt. So when you make a mistake, okay, you get the benefit of doubt. The benefit of that you believe something and you might not think it is true 100%. Or, you know, like you forget about it. Like you forget that Allah is going to be mad at you for doing this or doing that. So now we're going to do the second and third, the second pillar. What is the second pillar? Second pillar is to believe in Allah.
Oh, wait, you had to
No, we're done with the pillars of Islam. We're talking about the pillars of faith.
Books, angels, prophets.
Angels.
Oh, wow, okay.
You might ask me, why Allah wants angels to be around? For his royal status. He wants for his royal status to get the angels to do what he wants to be done. You might say, can't Allah do it by himself? Allah can do things in total in different ways. He selected whatever is best fits his royal, his majesty. Okay? So he creates angels to do whatever he orders to do. If you're a mighty king and you need to talk to somebody, or you need to like get somebody something done, if you need, like, for example, wash the dishes, and you're a king, is it appropriate for you as a king to wash the dishes?
Yes.
As a king?
Yes. If you wash while you're a king,
it's your choice.
Yes, but is it appropriate?
No.
It's not appropriate for a king to wash the dishes.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Hey,
you want to
wash
dishes? Yo, isn't it better that his royal, that he...
No.
Isn't it better that... Badin. Isn't it better that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets someone to do the things for him, which are the angels, right? A king, it's not appropriate for a king to wash dishes. It's not appropriate for a king to bake a house. It's not appropriate. So, same thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings angels to do the things that are, you know, the tasks. The tasks that he wants to be done, okay? So they are servants of Allah to carry on His orders and commands and enforce laws. I do believe that the laws of nature are enforced by angels. Do you know that? Like the rain has an angel. The mountains has an angel. The sun has an angel. Everything has an angel. You know, how do I know that the mountain has an angel? How? Remember the story when the Prophet Muhammad was stoned out of Al-Ta'if? What happened when he was stoned out of Al-Ta'if? The angel of mountains came to him and he said, Al-Ta'if was a town between two mountains. Two mountains like that. It's called Al-Akhshadain. So, angel of mountain came down and offered him. He said, if you want, I can collapse the two mountains on them. as a punishment for what they have done to you. Remember? They did what to the prophet.
He said, like, no. Like,
he said, no, exactly. But this is how I know that the mountains have an angel. And then, if the mountains have an angel, then everything else has an angel to enforce the laws of nature. Like the sun, definitely, most likely, is controlled by an angel to keep it going as accurate as it is, and so forth. So, do we have angels? Yes. Why Allah has angels?
For his royal status,
to do the things he wants to be done. Okay? All right. Allah's not going to come by himself and sit on your right shoulder and left shoulder, you know, and do hasanat here and do sayyat here. It's not appropriate for his majesty to do that. He sends you an angel. Two angels. One here and one here. Okay? Think of it that way. It's not appropriate for Allah to do so many things. Okay? So he gets angels to do them because of his royal status. Okay, let's see what did you write here. Dima what? Okay. Alright. Sadiq, was that Sadiq?
No.
Okay. Alright. We're done with angels. Any questions about angels? Questions about? Okay.
Oh. Huh? Are they like physically on your shoulder or just like mentally?
Okay. Physically. Is the physically to us is five senses. So physically to us is seeing, hearing,
touching,
smelling,
feeling.
Huh?
Feeling and touching are the same thing.
So who can say the five senses?
Eyes and ears and nose, nose and hands.
Oh my god.
Huh?
To see, to hear, to feel,
to taste,
to poop. And to smell.
To smell. Good. This is what you call physical, right? But how come?
Then how is it physical education?
No, come on now. She means physical. Something physical.
Yeah.
The angels. Are the angels physical? Like.
If you go like this, you're getting hurt.
No. They don't. Don't do like.
People that break their
there was a stupid guy. A stupid guy who cut his left shoulder.
Just because... Oh my God.
That would be me.
Was the angel still there? Like,
huh?
No.
Was the angel still there?
Yes.
It was like 10 years.
Who was sitting up over the
Does these two angels are with you even if you are in the bathroom? Even if you're taking a shower?
No, they're waiting outside.
No, they are...
Like, oh,
you
done yet?
You can't chase them away. Okay? Even if you do whatever you want, they are with you. And this is why
even
I told
you,
even in the bathroom, even if you're taking a shower, even if whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, the angels are there. Okay? They want to be absent for a second. They don't go to sleep. They don't want to eat. They are just fully dedicated to you. Okay? Is it appropriate for Allah? Okay, is it appropriate for Allah to do this?
No.
To be with you and writing your deeds and going with you to the bathroom?
No.
Do you see now why do we need angels? Huh? You see now why do we need an angel? Now, she said, are they physical? Like the girls with wings? Yes. Now, are they physical? The answer is?
No.
No, they are not physical.
They're
why is that?
There.
Because
physically,
we feel using only five senses. The angels are not to be seen or felt with these five senses. If you have more senses, if you have more senses, then you can see the angels sleeping on the back.
What?
Yeah,
but
they
didn't sleep.
No, don't we have like four angels?
Huh?
Don't we have four angels?
Two.
One
don't
we
have
one in the back and one in front?
No, just one on right, one on left.
No, we have
one
right
above us and one below us and one to the side.
No, listen.
I don't know about that.
No, I remember
we
go
like this.
But we have one in front.
The ayah in the Quran, Allah says in Surah Qaf, that the angels on the left and the right. He did not say front and back. Trust me on that.
When we're praying,
he said only right and left. Okay. Moving on to here. Okay. All right. You see now? Now, is it physically, is it true that there is a form of existence that we can't feel using our five senses?
Yes.
Yes. What are these?
Angels.
Jannah and Allah. When we are given more senses to see these things in the grave? So in the grave, you would be giving the senses to see the angels. Just like you're giving different senses when you are having a nightmare, right? You feel more than usual. So it is. Okay. Now, let me explain to you something here. Did I ever tell you about the story of the 2D guy?
2D?
2D? Two-dimensional guys?
No.
Okay.
Oh, two-dimensional. I thought he said like...
We live in 3D, right? We're 3D folks. We're 3D people. Did you ever hear the story about the 2D people?
No.
Okay. Let's imagine that there are... what's your name? Basma, what are you doing? Okay, you're looking down, your hands are here. Okay, focus. All right. So let me talk to you about the 2D person. The 2D people live in the plane. Okay? They live into this plane. Can they move out of this plane? No. Can they see outside of this plane? No. You understand?
So basically drawing.
You're getting it? Okay.
I'm going on a plane.
Okay. So they only exist. They only exist in this plane. Only in this plane. They exist in this plane. Out of the plane? No. That's why I call them 2D people. So now let's say a 2D guy walks in. What would be the room for a 2D people, folks?
Paper.
The room is for them is what? Square or a rectangle, right? Oh. That's a room. Okay. Now, if I put my thumbs like that, what would be the 2D guys able to see from my thumbprint? From my thumb?
Fingerprint. Huh?
They can see what?
Fingerprint.
Yeah, thumbprint. Would they be able to see the entire thumb?
No.
They would see only the print. Okay, so now there is the door, the room. Let's open the room door. So we open the room door, right? This way. And then this 2D guy moves into inside. And then this guy closes the door. So now the door is closed. And the guy is inside. Okay. And the guy is inside. Ari, can you see the guy? Can you see the guy?
Yes.
Can he see you?
No.
No. Okay. Can he imagine that there is a 3D world?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. He has not seen this before at all. He
we
cannot think.
Seen Allah before.
Yes, but to this guy, we, he can't know much about.
Oh, like unicorns.
Huh?
Like unicorns.
Oh my God!
What? We don't know that they exist.
Okay, just hold on. So now,
wait, what?
If you put your finger, now remember the room is closed or open?
Closed.
If you use your finger, you put it in there, what happens?
He sees the thumbprint.
You see the thumbprint. The guy is going to say, oh my God, where did this thing come from? Oh my God.
Exaggerating right there.
Is this a jinn? What is this?
The guy was Muslim.
What is this? Okay. Astaghfirullah, Subhanallah. You know, why there is a thumbprint there. Okay, now you remove your thumbprint. So you remove your thumb, then the thumbprint will what? Disappear. Oh my God, where did this weird thing go? Where is it? You understand? Now, using the senses of this 2D guy, okay? Using the senses of these 2D guy, can you, let's say we are the angels and he is the human. Well, we can see him, sure. Can we get him? Yeah. Grab him, right?
Okay.
Can he stop us? No. Yeah. Can I pull his soul out of his body? Can I pull his soul out of his body? Yes, like this. Pull it out. Okay. You say he is in the room and say, the room is closed and say, let me do bad stuff. Nobody would see me. Ha 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 ha. Can you see him? Do you see him? Doing the bad stuff? Going to the bathroom? Doing whatever. Now, I am going to be the angels. Hold on. I am going to be the angels on the right and on the left. Can he see us? No, because here is the angel on the right.
Wait, so going to the bathroom is a bad thing?
No. Do a bad thing or going to the bathroom. You understand?
Why would you want to see him go to the bathroom?
Please, follow me. The angel on the right is here. The angel on the left on the other side. Can this guy see the angel on the right?
No.
Can he see the angel on the left?
No.
You understand now?
No.
No. What I'm trying to say, we have more than Allah created, more than 3D. I'll give you another example. You know about that jinn are created from waves of fire. And angels are created from waves of light.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see waves?
No. No.
Can waves go through walls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. No, what are we?
Huh?
We're clay.
We're mud.
Yes, but I'm saying... But you understand here... You understand here because then one of the reasons might be that because they are created from waves and waves have the ability to travel, penetrate, infiltrate, do whatever they want to do without being stopped. Are you open now to the word of the to the, you know, like not being able to see angels? All I need in the day of judgment, what am I going to do? Like Allah will do what? Will make them able, would take their eyes here and make them able, put their eyes here. So now they can see out of the plane. So when they die, this is what happens to us when we die. No, we will be given. We will be given. No, we will be given. Okay? Senses that we can use to see.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought you meant exactly like that.
No,
right here.
I meant now. I changed the senses of this guy so that he can see in 3D. Now he can see in 3D. Even if he's in 2D, he can still see in 3D like this. So Allah or angels might. This is, think of it. If we are the angels, we make the person see in 3D. Can he see us now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Hi.
Can he see the angels on the right? Yeah. Yes. Can he see the angels on the left?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, I have a question. Are the angels bigger than us?
They're
like tiny.
They're huge.
Hold on. The 3D space. Okay, hold on. The 3D space relative to D, how many 2D planes in the space?
What?
How many 2D planes in the space in 3D?
1.5.
Oh, come on now.
No, I just saw like 1.5.
If we have a volume like this. Yeah, you can slice it into how many planes you can slice this box?
Depending on
endless. So the angels have endless existence in our plane. Okay, endless existence. Meaning what? They can exist anywhere, and they are more than 2D. More than 3D.
You're
4D? 3D. Maybe 4D. Maybe 5D. Remember when they do say you go to the 3D theater, you put these goggles on there?
4D?
And then they say,
like
we make it 4D. Then what do you do? What do they do to make it 4D? Huh? They say we make it 4D. How?
Combine 3D and 2D.
Wait, what's 4D?
That's 5D.
4D?
A.
No, 4D.
Four. It's not 1D, so we can't do that.
The fourth dimension in the theater would be to get them splashing water. Like if you're driving a boat, you get, you feel the water splashing at you.
Do they do that? Like, I've done it.
Yes, this is just in theater though.
The long ride makes you feel over 4D. It's like a 4D roller coaster.
Right, exactly. See, she have tried this before.
There's one in Great America where you
hold
like,
on.
Just moving.
Hold on.
And then there's like this air tube.
I'm not suggesting that the 4D is only by adding the splashing and the wind and all of those. What I'm saying is that this is 3D, okay? You can slice this 3D as infinite number of 2Ds. So if you ask me, are you bigger or this guy? I am. Why? Because you can slice me to infinite numbers of 2D planes. He's only one plane. I am infinite numbers of these planes. Same thing. Allah's creation does not stop at 2D or 3D. Allah's creation goes to infinity. The first heaven, which is the earthly heaven, is governed by the laws of nature that we know. How about the second heaven?
Isn't like time a fourth dimension?
Time is a fourth dimension. Good. Huh? So, do we have control over the time? No. It's a fourth dimension we don't have control over. Neither the angels do have control over. The only one who controls the time is
Allah.
And the time is stronger than everybody else. There is nothing stronger than the time. You know why? Because the time will age every single creation. Time will age everybody. Time will make people cease existence. However, the only one that's stronger than the time is Allah, because He contains the time.
Wait,
the time doesn't contain Him.
The same with the angels too?
No, not the same with angels, because angels will die at the end of the, as the first blown in the trump, the first one, where people rise from death. Basma. When people rise from death, Allah will make the angels die. Allah is going to say to the, after the blowing on the trump, who blowed on the trump? Who is this angel? What's his name? No. Angel Jibreel's job is to deliver messages.
It's
Angel, huh? Israfi.
Oh, no, it was between
Israel
and
Israfi.
Israfi.
Something about that.
So,
Allah, after the angel of death, after the this blow, the angel of death is going to take the lives of everybody, including angels. Everybody, including angels. He will take the lives of the angels. So everybody, every creation in this universe is going to cease existence. Will end up to be nothing. It started from nothing. And it will go back to be nothing. Okay? So, when things, then what happens is Allah is going to bring the angel of death and say, some people call angel of death Azrael, by the way.
Azrael?
Yeah, some people call him Azrael. There's no evidence in the literature, in the Islamic literature, that his name is Azrael. But let's call him Azrael for now. So Allah is going to ask Azrael, who is alive? Of course, no, Allah knows, but He wants us to hear the answer from Azrael, from Azrael mouth. So Azrael says, Ya Allah, and you know better, the only people alive is myself, Jibreel, and Mikael. And Israfil. Then Allah says, take the life of Israfil. So Israfil now is dead. Then the angel, Allah asks the angel of death, okay, who's left? Again, He's asking him so that we hear the answer from him. He says, Ya Allah, there is nobody left except me and Jibreel. So He tells him, take the life of Jibreel, take the soul of Jibreel out. So now the angel of death, Allah will ask the angel of death, who's left? He says, Ya Allah, and you know better. There's only me. So Allah tells him, take your own life. Take your own soul out. So he does. And then Allah says, listen, Allah says, who's left?
No one.
So now Allah is going to reply back and say, only Allah, the one. The unit, the one. The unit, the one, who is Qahar. Qahar means compeller. He is the unit, the one, the compeller. Okay? And then for 40 something, the Prophet Muhammad said, between this death of, by the way, all souls will go to sleep. All dead souls. So your soul is not going to go to sleep when you die. Forget it. It's awake 24/7. Okay? Your soul is going to be awake 24/7, but detached from the body. So the body is limiting us. The body is limiting you. The body is limiting you to 5 senses only. When you die and you free yourself from your body, you can see a whole lot more. You understand? So what is limiting us is the body. When the body is gone, we have a lot more freedom. Freedoms to be, to move. So now, when the angels, when all angels are dead and all souls are asleep, they stay asleep for how long? Listen to this, for 40. The Prophet said for 40.
40 years?
He said 40.
There's no light.
They asked him 40 years, he said 40.
40.
They said 40 decades, he said 40. 40 lives, he said 40. That's all what he said.
40?
40 of something.
So it could be 40 seconds?
40 of something.
It could be 40 years, 40 seconds, 40
no,
minutes.
Maybe 4 more universes to create.
What?
40 more universes. Hello? I'm guessing.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe 40 more lives he creates. Maybe 4 more cycles. But we will not feel any of that because we will be asleep. Your death, your soul will go to sleep at that point. Then, guess when your soul is wake up?
Their judgment.
Yes, when Israfil, Allah is going to bring to life Israfil. So he's the first one to come to life. And then Allah said, blow on the throne. So he said, yes.
When you go to Jannah, like,
are you
going to see your family?
Depends.
If they go to Jannah.
Depends.
Can you take people out of
Shafa'a? You can do Shafa'a, yes.
What's that?
Shafa'a is to ask Allah to bring somebody from hellfire to Jannah, or ask Allah to bring to Jannah someone who doesn't deserve Jannah. Sort of.
So nice.
Okay.
Wait, can you bring more than one person?
If you have the right to Shafa'a, yes.
How do you have
right? How does that work?
Depends on your deeds. Like the person, for example, the shaheed, the person who died as a martyr, he has the privilege of making shafa'ah to 70 people in his family.
Wait, 70?
It can only be
70.
It can only be family, not friends.
It can only be
whatever you wish. You know?
Wait, really?
70s?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Then the second blowing the trump, boom, after the 40 are done, guess all souls are going to wake up in a completely scared manner. You know, I didn't feel that, guys. I didn't feel this, guys, until I was asleep. And then suddenly there was a light that looks like fire. And then my wife said, fire. I got up so scared, unbelievably scared.
Wait, where is it coming from?
The fire?
No, like the storm.
Is this a dream? Or?
No, not a dream, real. I wake up, fire. Was so much scared. And then I figured out it's the light. The point that I'm trying to convey to you is when you wake up scared, I've experienced it. What does it feel to wake up scared? Okay? It was really, really, one point of your life you might experience it or not, but it really feels terrible when you wake up scared. And this is exactly what happened in the Day of Judgment. After the trumpet, all souls wake up scared. And Allah is going to bring us back by growing us like trees. So you grow from your grave. Whatever your grave is, wherever your body is, okay? Allah brings you to life from, there is a piece of bone here. There is a piece of bone here. Yes, Allah will bring you to life from this. So,
I think that's the only thing that doesn't
work.
Exactly. Good job. Because that's the only thing that doesn't...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Allah doesn't even need that. But this is how it's going. We are going to grow out of the earth like trees. Okay?
How will we lift our feet?
Huh?
How will we lift our feet?
When you complete your growing, you'll be able to walk away. Okay?
She's all like, that's so cute.
That must be so great.
And you will be... You will be scared to death. Will be scared to death at this point. Allah says that the amount of scaring, the amount of fear and terror that you feel in your heart when the day of judgment comes is unbelievable. Beyond what you can imagine. And then there will be no MCA, no California, no Pakistan.
No nothing.
No family. The family members... You're going to run away from. According to Allah said in Surah Amma, Allah said in Surah Amma that when the person is going to run away from his brother, from his mother, from his sister, from his children,
it must be so hard.
Everybody is so scared on his or her own. They don't wanna. They want to deal with anybody. So scared. Only selected people are not scared. Remember the seven categories of people? When you fall into one of those, you don't get scared and you're hosted under the shade of Allah's throne. Seven categories. We'll talk about them later. But do you understand now? Do you understand that you are being limited by your body? Do you understand that body is limiting your ability to see and to hear? Do you understand that when you're freed from your body, like in a dream, for example, when you're freed from your body and when you're asleep, you're freed from body, these visions and dreams you see, these dreams that you see, okay, will you be able to see them outside of sleep? No. What I'm trying to get at you is that there is more to see when you are asleep. There's more to see, okay? Now, once your soul is freed from your body, you can do a whole lot more than what you can imagine. Because you're not limited with this body again. And you can't lie. Because your brain will be?
Dead.
In order to lie, or to make a lie, you need to think hard and make a plan and make a story that works. And then remember it, because if they say, if you're a liar, better have a good memory. So that you don't conflict yourself.
You can write it down.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you're going to take that with your brain.
Oh, we're talking about, okay.
So you study it every morning? Okay, I said this, I said that, okay.
No, I forgot.
Why would you work out?
I said that too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what do you
want? So believe, now you agree with me. Do you know that the angels can cast themselves to 2D to 3D?
Yeah.
You have the ability to downcast yourself to 2D, right? The angels are, and jinn, shaitans, they have the ability to cast themselves into 3D, into 2D. How?
Wait, you just said we had the ability to cast ourselves?
The angels. So you will be able to cast yourself into 2D. That is why people who say we saw jinn, and people who say the jinn came in the form of a cat.
Is that why black cats are
like
cats
or whatever?
No, that's black dogs.
No, they
black cats.
They are four.
No,
they are. Society. They are. We're protected from them.
Society.
Yes.
Society.
Yeah.
Hello.
No. Hold on. This is a very important question. She said, can the jinn touch you physically? The answer is
no.
They can make you feel. They can make you feel like you have been touched. Okay?
Someone
told
me
that, like, the... Which is all the like, you know, some people say that
half died.
Yeah.
The what? Got hit on, like, the back when
she died. There was, like, a big... What? Red hand. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But what I'm trying to say that here is that the jinn and angels have the ability to cast themselves. Remember the hadith that we're talking about?
What do you mean cast themselves?
What's this hadith we're talking about, ma'am? Who was... talking to Prophet Muhammad when he told him, Muhammad, what is Islam? Then he said the five pillars of Islam. Muhammad, what is Iman? Then he said the six pillars of Iman. Muhammad, what is Ihsan? Then he described Ihsan. Who was asking the Prophet?
Shaitan.
No.
He's like an angel?
Yes. Remember, at the end, the people, companions say, Prophet Muhammad, he used to say, ask you the question at the end, say, you're right. So I'm sorry, I missed this part. So he asks him, what's the five pillars of Islam? The Prophet says them. The guy says, you are correct. What are the six pillars of Iman? The guy will say them, and then the Prophet will say, you're correct. What are the six pillars of, what's the Ihsan? Then he says Ihsan, and the guy says, you're correct. And this guy was wearing shiny clothes, and he's completely stranger. Nobody knows him, and his clothes doesn't show that has been traveling because he has clean clothes, clean body. In the old days, when you travel, you really get dusty and dirty. Okay. So then, when the angel left, when the person left, Prophet, they asked him, "Who was that, Prophet Muhammad?" He said, "This is." He said, "This is, huh?" This is Jibreel. He said, this is Jibreel. He came to teach you the manners, teach you Islam. Make sure that you learn. So, angel Jibreel casted himself into a 3D form of existence as a person, as a man. And then he was able to communicate with the Prophet Muhammad. Is it possible for the jinn to do the same thing? Yes. It's possible, you know. But how? I don't know. The only thing that I know for sure is that if the jinn, the laws of nature now don't apply to jinn, right? The laws of nature are applied to what?
Us.
Jinn have no, absolutely, the laws of nature, just like this guy. His laws of nature applies only to him, but not to us. His laws of nature forbids him from seeing out of the plane. Okay? But not us. You got it? So, watch out. The jinn and the angels are not controlled by the laws of nature. However, if they choose to cast themselves into our 3D existence, then they would be controlled by the laws of nature. You understand? You understand this part? So, if you shoot that jinn or this angel, just think, if you shoot that person, which is a jinn or an angel, they die. How come? Because now they cast themselves into 3D. Now the laws of nature apply to them. And this is, Allah made it that way to protect our brains from going crazy. Because now, let's say, a shaitan will cast himself or herself into a dog. And then the laws of nature doesn't apply. If the laws of nature doesn't apply to him, then he will fly. So now you get crazy. Oh my God. Dog flying? Now, if the shaitan... Yes, Allah is protecting our minds from them. Because they really can drive us crazy. Another thing. So if you shoot that person, dies. The
they
actual...
coming back to life.
You know, if you so cast...
Would they feel pain being shot? Like, say you shot them.
They die.
They don't feel the pain, though.
Yeah, the pain of death. And they get the death.
And then all of a sudden you're running.
Okay? Now, just back to your question. Can they physically touch us? How come they can't? You say, can you touch this guy? Yes. Yes, you can touch him. Okay? Now, what is protecting us from the jinn touching us physically?
Allah.
Okay, Allah appoints angels called guardian angels. Their job is to, hold on. It's not like the stories. No. The guardian angel job is to prevent the angel, the shaitans, from physically harming you. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah, that's why I said there's like one in behind and one in front.
No. You're talking now about... No, hold on, I'm sorry. You're not talking about the angels of on the right and left. You're talking about the angels of... the guardian angels.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of off topic. We kind of like got really off topic. Like last week, if you know Allah is like real, you believe, but you still want to see a miracle, will it still give you a punishment if you like...
Let me get back to you here. Back. Okay. Just let me finish this part. Okay, can I physically remove this guy from existence?
Yeah.
Yes. Here.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Now, who is preventing the Satans and the jinn from doing this to us? Huh?
Guardian angels?
Guardian angels. Even the worst guy, even Hitler, even the Pharaoh, even the worst guy you can ever think of.
Oh, I feel bad for the guardian angels.
The guardian angel job is to guard these people,
yeah,
to guard the people.
People
they will be, the angels will be so disgusted, but they have to do their job. The guardian angel from the bad guys, the guardian angels will be so much disgusted.
I thought they don't have feelings.
No, they do. Angels do have feelings. They get surprised. Stop. They get surprised, okay? But do you understand here what I'm trying to give to you?
Yeah.
Message? Number one, they cannot touch us physically. Why? Because of the guardian angels. Allah, you know, if there are no guardian angels, they would have just wiped us off the map right away. Okay? The second thing is that if they choose to come into our 3D plan, whatever applies to us applies to them, the laws of nature. They chose to be dogs, they can't fly. They have to only bark. They cannot talk.
Bark.
If they choose to be birds, then they can fly. This, whatever the laws of nature that applies.
Is it like black dog or black snake or what?
Oh, these are like kind of superstitious beliefs.
So they're not, they don't come in the form of like any.
My sister, I have lived since I immigrated to the United States. I lived in my apartment closed for like long time, many, many years. So it is known that the jinn like to live in places that no humans are there.
So people sometimes consider jinn as ghosts.
Do you know
it? I don't know. The ghost is a fake thing, but the jinn is not a ghost. Okay? Yes.
But then my mom said like the shaitan is like the same thing as like snakes.
And then they go.
I heard that
it's like shaitan comes in forms of snakes too.
Yes, they can come in any form. They come, but they are limited by the laws of nature that applies to this form. So hold on. Let me just focus here. Okay. So the guardian angel job is to protect us, and they are surrounding us from all directions. It's like you're guarding the shaitan. The shaitan, let's say there's a shaitan here. And the shaitan tries to attack you physically. I will stop the shaitan and push the shaitan back. Stop it, you can't. Okay. So what is the access, the only access that the shaitan has to us? Huh?
Like he whispers in our ear, like giving us suggestions and ideas.
Yes, not whisper. He stimulates feelings on us. Okay, so he controls. He can change your feelings. He can make you love someone who you hate, and they can make you hate someone you love. They can manipulate your feelings, and that's it. They can start up your temptations. So shaitan can start your temptations, like say. Makes you greedy. Start that you feel temptation of being greedy. Start the temptation of being jealous. Start all these temptations. The shaitan does start temptation. Starts feelings. And the shaitan enhances those feelings. Make them grow bigger. Enhance these temptations. Make them grow better, bigger until they control you. That's the only access the shaitan has. Is to manipulate our feelings. Allah did not guard this part. He said the shaitan. So our hearts here, The only place where the shaitan can access is the heart. To change your feelings and to come up with suggest evil ideas to you. Like evil ideas, like do this, do that, get jealous. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we understand now clearly where are the angels are located?
Yes.
We understand we're open-minded now. You're open. Your mind is opened to realize the word of the unseen. Yes. Do you believe that that your soul is limited, or your soul is limited by the body? Whatever the body is able to do, your soul is being limited by your body. You understand that? And when you die and the soul gets out, then the soul is free. Yes. The soul would feel things and see things that you were not able to see in this life. Okay? All right. So inshallah, we'll continue the pillars next. You had a question? Quickly.
Guys,
do you mind?
Oh my God.
Oh, haha.